Okotoks Council is opposing controversial legislation it claims would erode democracy. Last month, the UCP government introduced Bill 20, the Municipal Affairs Statutes Amendment Act. The bill proposes major changes to local elections and to how municipalities operate. Implications of the bill were discussed during the Okotoks Council meeting on May 13. Councillors were set to approve a letter to Rick McIver, Minister of Municipal Affairs, asking for changes to the bill. During the discussion, council decided the draft letter was not worded strongly enough and unanimously agreed to send an amended version to the province. During the meeting, Mayor Tanya Thorne spoke at length about the impacts the bill could have at the municipal level. "I really do think we need to be asking for the rescinding of this bill, and highlight that rushing in flawed legislation is irresponsible," Thorne said. A town spokesperson could not confirm if the letter asks for the bill to be repealed, since it was not yet approved by council. The letter is in response to legislation that proposes sweeping changes to the Local Authorities Election Act and the Municipal Government Act. It would allow political parties in municipal elections, first being piloted in Calgary and Edmonton, as well as changes to campaign contribution rules. Political donations could be made outside of an election year. Thorne said that would give the advantage to those seeking re-election compared to new candidates. Other changes would grant the province powers to remove a councillor, force a municipality to repeal or amend bylaws, or appoint a provincial supervisor to oversee municipal operations or finances. "I really cannot stress enough how Bill 20 is eroding democracy," Thorne said. The town said parts of the bill that focus on shifting the province into the role of judge and jury for the local electorate are a fundamental shift in democracy that must be challenged. Earlier in the month, McIver said certain powers under the bill, such as power to repeal or amend bylaws, would be used in very limited circumstances. Heather Jenkins, press secretary for the minister, said in a statement that conversations between McIver and stakeholders since the bill was tabled indicate that clarity is needed around parts of the legislation, and amendments are expected. "Albertans deserve to have faith in the local officials elected to represent them," the statement reads. "Occasionally, when a councillor has betrayed the public trust and it's in the public interest to remove them, action can be required to remove them," it said. Alberta Municipalities, an organization of towns and cities across Alberta, called for the bill to be scrapped on May 8.